Trust me when I say there was nothing wrong last weekend. Bemidji State didn't become the worst hockey team in the country. They weren't hanging on for dear life, because after all, they still were in first place in the WCHA standings. And no matter what happened last night or tonight, they still would have been in first place, headed back to Beaverville next weekend. Like I said, there was nothing wrong with Bemidji State a week ago. Well, after last night's game, what was right with Bemidji State? Lots of things. They had great goaltending.
Play back up now to the point. Shot deflected wide into the near side corner by the Tech Huskies. Centering pass out in front. Right out in front was Reed Sturros. And Michael Bitzer throws his right elbow up and makes the save. Cliff Watson drives it back down low. Out in front for the Michigan Tech. Shot comes in off of the glove or the blocker of Bitzer. He kind of threw both arms out and it went up over the crossbar.
They had great defense.
Wes Brounce will pick it back up though for Michigan Tech. Now TJ Rue has it. Rue chops it ahead. Icing waved off. 12:44 left here in the third. Tech from behind their own net. Matt Roy launches one right up the middle for Wes Brounce. Has his stick lifted there by Justin Beaudry. What a play. Justin Beaudry may have just made the defensive play of the day.
And they managed to score three goals against one of the best defenses in the country.
Beavers carry towards center. Brendan Harms gets to the offensive blue line and dumps the puck in deep. Picked up back behind the goal now by Michigan Tech. Harms centers a pass, shoots, scores! Brendan Harms threw it right to the bottom of the circle, and Leo Fitzgerald, moments after Tech scores, Leo ties it up. 1-1 hockey game. Fantastic effort behind the goal by Harms, and nobody picked up Leo, and Leo one time buries it. Over in the far corner with it is Billet. He sends it to the line and out to center ice. Here comes Charlie O'Connor shorthanded. O'Connor tries to feed it across. Bauman, penalty upcoming. He scores! Kyle Bauman with the goal. Beavers will stay on the power play, and the Beavers go up 2-1. Shorthanded goal, two straight weeks for the Beavers. O'Connor feeds Bauman. Bauman was being hauled down, and he just put the stick on the puck and sent it right in. Face off, Wes Brounce will take it, and Kyle Bauman to the left of Michael Bitzer. Puck is down, Beavers will control it. Charlie O'Connor from the blue line, empty net goal, Bemidji State. Charlie O'Connor picked up the loose puck at the defensive blue line and rockets it ahead. Empty net goal for the Beavs, it's 3-1.
Just to appease you, I suppose I can say that the Beavers are back on track after winning last night 3-1. As I said last night, over a 36-game schedule, a little rain is going to fall from time to time. Despite the fact that we haven't seen the sun shining in Houghton since we've been here, the sun was definitely shining on the Beavers last night. Bemidji State now 11 points up on the Michigan Tech Huskies. They're hoping to move that to 14 after tonight. Trust me, there's nothing wrong with Bemidji State's Beavers. The Noosa pregame show is next, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.